The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Barry Laminack doing the program with you here today.
You sound so depressed when you say it. You sound sad. I don't appreciate that.
No. No, I'm not sad.
No, yeah. I can tell it's in your voice. You can't hide it.
No. I'm sad. I'm sad that I'm the one who has to bring the show in and out of breaks.
You sound disappointed.
This is not my, like.
I know. I heard on the way in.
Part of the deal when I left Austin.
Which is hard.
Which, like, when I worked in Austin, I did a lot on the show. I led the show. I did almost every job because I was working with two guys who had very, very little radio experience. Mm-hmm. And when I left that show, part of why I came was because I was going to be put into a role that was more comfortable for me. And so I act like a big crybaby when I don't get my way.
You have to lead.
And when I've got to do the show differently than I would prefer to.
Well, I don't like to lead either, so.
I know. Yeah. I know. But that's why I'm doing it and not leaving it to you to do it, because I know you can't do it.
No, I've never...
I'll find a way to do it. You'll make the show sound terrible.
I've never done it. Don't want to do it. And if I had to do it, you're right. It would be horrible.
It'd be awful.
It would. I had to do a read the
other
day.
That's why Jeremy Branham makes way more money than you do in that show. Tyler, the producer, makes more money than you do in that show.
I didn't even know they were getting paid. I get one free Diet Coke a show, and that was the deal. Is there money being
By
John?
The way, that... That's your weekly Diet Coke.
Wait, this doesn't count for Sunday, too, does
it? Oh, that's your
it?
Sunday Diet Coke.
Damn it.
Hey, by the way, join us for lunch this Friday. We're, Lord, who's going to Lake Jackson?
That's, surprise!
That's a far. We're at Wingstop in Lake Jackson.
Damn.
On this way from 12:30 until 1:30. Pick up some wings, plus try your luck to win tickets, station gear, or Wingstop gift cards. Wingstop, the preferred wings of ESPN 97.5. And wings happen to be the preferred food of A.J. Hoffman.
Yeah, I did a show in Lake Jackson not too long ago. It's a nice little drive.
It's a good ways from here.
It is a good distance.
Yeah, when I used to live in the booming metropolis. When I was in elementary school, I lived in the booming metropolis of Sweeney, Texas.
Wow.
And we had to drive to Lake Jackson to go to the mall. So that was the...
Oh, no, in a buggy? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Good
yeah,
Lord.
Horse-drawn.
Good Lord.
But I came from a family of poors, so we didn't have a horse.
It was a mule or just like your uncle? He would pull a wagon with you in it?
It was two dogs, and one of them only had three legs. So we had, like...
Bad.
Yeah.
Poor.
We called it a seven-cylinder.
You are such an idiot. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I'm glad I don't have to listen to you 5 days a week.
Speaking of which...
what?
A long time ago, you told me that Todd Hayden is your cat vet.
I don't like where this is
or
going.
Or was your cat vet.
Who is that?
Your former or current cat vet.
I don't know the name of my vet.
Really?
No. My wife probably does.
You're a terrible person.
I mean, is it the dude with the beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
He cut my cat's toe off last week.
Why? I didn't say he was a good vet.
I guess it was broken and he had to amputate
it. So he's not a vet anymore.
He is.
He actually just sells beer, and I think he just does vet stuff on the side. So there's a vet might be why your cat lost a toe.
I thought it was weird that I took the cat to a bar to have her.
And he's using some like metal snippers. Bring that toe here.
No, he just dropped a keg on her foot, and
that was it.
Yeah,
it's just he did the old like, fake thumb trick.
Fixaroonie.
He did the fake thumb thing where he's like, "Look, it's coming off," and then he actually pulled it off.
No, but Todd he's got a vet clinic. Right there next to his bar, which is called Hop Scholar, which is a really good bar
up
on the north side.
They have an open mic there every couple of weeks.
Have you done it?
Absolutely.
You do it often?
Several times. They scaled it back to it got bad. It's an open mic. But yeah, I did it more regularly in the past. I don't do it as much anymore.
Okay. Because now you're like getting money to do comedy and stuff?
Well, yeah.
So you don't do open mics
anymore? No, I do open mics, but I don't do as many as I used to.
Okay.
I also don't have time. I'm a busy man.
Well, yeah.
I'm a big-time radio star.
That's true.
I have a job. Okay. I have a yard to take care of. That's it.
Are you really taking care of your own yard?
Yeah.
You mow?
Yeah. But I have a riding mower, so that's the fun part.
Oh, Lord.
I drink a beer and drive around the yard.
I was thinking that the other day as I mowed my lawn. I was thinking, man, I'm the only guy in my subdivision who still does my own lawn.
You're still of the poor's. That's probably why.
I mean, I guess it's not that I guess I just feel like I don't want to pay someone to do something that I can do pretty simply.
I had a deal, though, like in my old house. I had a guy that would come every week for $25, mow edge, weed the flower beds, trim them up. Dude, it was the best deal. If you can get something like that, do it. It's
that
worth
might be
it.
The way to go.
Yeah.
Why don't you have that deal anymore?
Because I have a riding lawnmower with a cup holder. So I just put my beer in there and I just drive around and whatever happens, happens after that. that's it.
How often are you mowing on that thing?
How often do I buy beer?
Is that the only time you get a week? Is that the only time you get peace and quiet?
Pretty much.
You're on a riding lawnmower. That's not quiet.
Well, I mean, like time
there's
to himself.
There's nobody talking to you. There's
do you
nobody
wear,
that needs
do
anything.
Do you wear earmuffs?
No.
Do you wear safety glasses?
No. The hell would I do that for?
Well, I don't
I'm
know.
Not going to like double up. I've already got on glasses. I don't need to double up on it.
It's true.
No. Okay. It's just me, a beer, and my John Deere. Now I sound like I'm singing a country song.
You kind of are.
Yeah. That's it.
Right. I like it.
I dig it.
All right, John. I said I promised the people we would get to this. And by the way, for those of you, I'm sure a lot of you right now are thinking, when are we going to talk about sports?
Yeah.
We might not.
No.
I mean,
if you missed Rockets
is what happens.
Talk, that ship may have sailed.
I talked about the Rockets for
ship.
A little while.
I said ship,
and
John.
You guys need to remember that the only reason we ever talk about sports on this show is because Fred's here. So when he's gone, this is more of a show about
well, last time we were
stuff.
Here, last time we were on the show together was, I think, the last time maybe Fred was out. I don't know.
Over the summer, yeah.
Yeah, and it was 3 hours of people texting and call.
Excuse me.
Wow. It was 3 hours of people texting
it's
and calling
It's a two Red Bull day.
Yeah, saying why they hated you. And that was, I think that was great radio.
You liked that?
It was great radio. That's I think the people enjoyed
you,
it.
You turn into Fred? Why are you chugging Red Bull now?
Listen.
Is
a whole
because
lot
of the Torchies?
It's because of the Torchies, partially. I overdid it on tacos today.
Did you?
Yeah. And
wow, we're all real shocked.
Did you go Granado and get the Republican?
I just want to flash back to the fact that you were calling me fat yesterday, but now you're admitting the fact that you, quote, overdid it on the tacos.
I did.
Yeah, because you're Doesn't, fat, too.
Listen, a fat guy can call another guy fat.
But he shouldn't. You have birth and hips. That's not it. You shouldn't be doing that.
I can't even see your hips. Because your belly fat touches your thigh fat.
You're so fat. You look like you have stuff in your pockets and you don't. It's just more fat. Don't.
You're so fat you wear those jeans where like
here we go.
They
here
have
we,
to go above your belly button.
I knew this was going to happen. You're so fat, you're like hard to lift underwater still. That's how fat you are.
Okay. John, tell us about what happened yesterday. In case you weren't listening yesterday, John left at 6 o'clock in the middle of our show.
Why?
Great question, John. We'll leave it to you now.
Well, there are some practices my parents do that it's kind of in the Asian culture where they celebrate. They like celebrate deaths and stuff. They kind of honor the death anniversary, and there are certain times where you have to do it before sundown, sunset.
Do your parents not understand daylight savings time and, like, this is probably not the greatest time to do things?
Well, it happens. You know, you can't fault.
You can't move the day somebody died.
Do you have to do this every year, or is it a 1 year anniversary?
No. That's it? Well, there's multiple throughout the year. Sometimes we'll do them in the morning, and sometimes we'll do them on the weekend. Like,
so you do move it.
No. As in, like, no. These aren't like these are different days throughout the entire year. There's like for different people.
Why did they decide to do this one right before sundown?
No, you have to. It's one of those things.
Or
that
what
you have
happens?
To. No, nothing. It's just you. It's a thing where you have to do it before sundown.
You bring shame upon your family. Otherwise,
yeah, I'll ring bring the bell.
Did you tell your parents? Like, hey,
I mean, I've done it before.
I know Aunt Phyllis died, you know, 14 years ago, and it was right before the sun went down. But I've got a real job now. Can we maybe change up the traditions?
We've done this before. I mean, maybe
you never told me why.
Yeah.
Maybe you've bailed out before, but you didn't tell me, oh, I've got to go to do this Asian thing, is what you said yesterday. I've got to do an Asian thing.
That's how you broke it down?
He said, I've got to be somewhere before the sun goes down. And I'm like, what are you?
what are you, Cinderella?
An effing vampire or something? And then he's like, oh, it's an Asian thing. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And we wanted to talk about it yesterday, but then by the time I got to it, I look over and Jong was gone and Aaron was sitting there. Aaron picked up Jong's shift on Aaron's birthday. He had him working the 6 o'clock hour so Jong could go do a Asian thing.
What is wrong with you?
Usually,
so what was that? What did you guys do? What was the celebration like?
It's, I mean, there's incense and stuff like that, and eating with family members, and you know, usually
smoke some stuff.
Not that kind of incense. Okay. But usually, when we do this kind of stuff, I take the entire show off. But yesterday, I did the 2 hours.
Who was the who's the dead person?
Like a long.
Yeah.
Oh, like a great grandfather kind of thing. Okay.
So it was like a long time ago.
How much?
Like
how
down the line.
How close of a relationship do you have to get a day like this where people like take off from work to come, you know?
What do you mean?
Do opiates and eat food.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, so everybody in your family who's ever died has a day?
Pretty much. Not man, everybody, but
you're
like
fill up your calendar pretty quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we do this pretty regularly. So.
Can't you do?
Like, I had to quit my job because everyone won't stop dying on. Can we all just agree to die on one day? That
isn't
would be
Mexican Halloween like the day where you do that all at once?
I've never
the
heard
Dia
of Mexican
de los
Halloween.
Muertes. You've heard of that Dia de los Muertes?
I thought that was just Halloween.
I don't think so. Just, I think that's the Day of the Dead.
I thought that was how you said Halloween in Spanish.
No.
That's not it?
That translates to Day of
the
Dead.
My Mexican wife has been lying to me
yes.
this whole time?
Yeah. So those nights that she's been going out trick-or-treating?
Yeah. She's been telling me she leaves at night to go honor her dead Poppy or something. I don't know what that means.
No, Poppy isn't
that's
dead.
That's not... What? What? I hope she's listening to this.
She's been worshiping at the altar of Poppy, but it's not what you think.
Damn it. Damn it, woman. We're talking when I get home. And don't be saying you're not going to be there because you have to go see Poppy.
Yeah, she's got to go visit Poppy again. Wow. All right. Well, Jong, trying to...
Well, do you want me to take the day off next time?
I mean, do you have to go to all of these?
Yeah, pretty much, because it's one of those things where...
How many times a year do you have these?
I want to say at least... Almost 10.
Oh my God.
No, but like I said,
it's crazy.
Like I said,
you're like this. You're the Asian
Jesus
Steve
gets
Bunin.
2 days.
No. But like I said, a lot of these falls on the weekends, and sometimes we'll do them before I go to work. So
that should always be the deal. You should always like have a brunch.
Like this is the first time this year where I've missed a portion of the show because I had to leave early.
All right, just talk to your parents about it and say, listen. It's starting to interfere with my work life. All right, we'll be back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. You're listening to ESPN 975. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Let me do this read. You want to win $100?
Mm-hmm.
John? Too bad you guys aren't eligible, but if somebody else is listening and they want to win $100, they can play in the Bud Light Fantasy Thursday game. It's absolutely free to play. We're having happy hour today. at Christian's tailgate in Midtown until 7. The top point scorer wins $100 and will be invited to play in the finals for $2,000. Only way you can enter to get the link at Christian's tailgate in Midtown from Jason Braddock in the ESPN 97.5 Road Crew, courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Bud Light. Thank you.
Nice. Very nice.
Thanks,
very
man.
Professional.
Thanks.
That was amazing.
Sometimes I do stuff like that. I'm a true pro.
Yep.
What else were we supposed to do today?
You got a tweet about
from Jim. Jim says, what are the odds that Jong is Poppy?
Better not be. Jong? Wait, where was my wife at 6 o'clock yesterday?
Where was she right before sundown?
Not at home.
That's Jong, senor.
Jong Lee.
Jong's been on meetlatinwomen.com.
Meetmarriedlatinwomen.com. Damn it, Jong.
Oh, boy.
Thought we were boys.
Well.
Thought, ugh. I'm not calling you Poppy. I don't
care. Lesson learned.
Lesson learned.
Good job, Poppy.
Can't trust him. That's a funny tweet.
All right. World Series going on. Game 2, way less dramatic than Game 1.
Mm-hmm.
Way less exciting, unfortunately. But the result remains unchanged as the Kansas City Royals go up 2-0. And
is it over?
I think it's kind of over.
Who'd you have going in?
Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City was actually my preseason pick to win the World Series.
Well, that was kind of a stretch.
That was brilliant.
No, that was not brilliant. That wasn't a stretch.
Did you pick them?
No.
Okay. I also picked the Pirates to be there.
So, kind of a yin-yang of brilliancy there.
Well,
right?
They both made the playoffs. Right. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have said the Royals over the, you know,
you would have never said the Mets. You would have never said the Mets.
I would have never said the Mets.
No, I would not have either.
Would have never said the Mets. But I don't know. I mean, a 2-0 deficit isn't something you can't recover from.
No, this is how it's supposed to go, right?
But
the home team is supposed to win their games.
Yeah.
And the Royals are a good enough ball club to win 2 in a row at home. Are the Mets a good enough team to win their home games?
I guess the way I look at it is, you know, when they beat Matt Harvey and then they beat Jacob DeGrom, who are their two best guys, the Royals don't have, like, I mean, I guess Johnny Cueto's technically their ace, but, I mean, he hasn't been very ace-like. He's been very hot and cold. These two guys, DeGrom and Harvey, had been damn near untouchable.
Yeah.
And Royals kind of just took care of business, beat their two best guys, and now they're going to New York, but I don't know. I feel like this team has all the momentum, and I think last year when they got to the World Series, I think it was sort of a situation where,
well, it was new.
They were happy to be there,
yeah.
And the Giants were a team that had been there a lot, and they're experienced, and it wasn't anything new. And I think,
and it was an even year. So
I think when you get there and you lose, and you know you got a young team, and you get there and lose, then you get back the next year. It's a different focus. It's a different level of urgency to get it done. And I think the Royals have kind of kicked it up to that notch, and the Mets are kind of like that team that isn't on that same level right now. They're like on the level that the Royals were last year. Yeah,
they're the new guys. So what you're saying, if I infer from your premise there, is that we can expect the Astros next year to make that next step as well, because they seem just happy to be in the playoffs as well.
They could.
I'm guessing you're not going to predict that.
I'm not going to predict that. Okay. No, I mean I'll have to see how the offseason goes, what kind of moves made. But no, I think the Royals are just, they're a more prepared team to be there, and the Mets are the new guys, and they're just not.
Well, you can throw. I mean, my thing is, you can throw as hard as you want, and everyone says pitching and defense, you know, wins games in World Series, but it's really hard to unless you're pitching around a team like the Royals, it's really hard to pitch against a contact team, no matter how hard you throw it. And if these guys, you know, if you're sending up a lineup from top to bottom that's going to go up and put the ball in play,
yeah,
chances are better things are going to happen for them. That's why this philosophy that everyone's in love with the Cubs and the Astros, but yeah,
the
they strike out a lot, but they hit a lot of home runs, and they're all at home right now.
Right.
You know?
The beauty of the Royals playing in the park that they play in, where it's difficult to hit home runs with any kind of consistency, is that they have built that team around just getting the ball into play.
That's right.
And they're really, really good defensively. The Mets are probably about average defensively. And, you know, the Mets have been throwing it by everybody, and you can't throw it by these guys. Nope. You can't just go up there and throw a fastball by guys who all they're trying to do is hit a single.
Yep.
And this is a disciplined team. And like I said, I think this team learned a lot from last year. And I thought that game one was really important because if you remember last year when they were going up against Bumgarner, and Matt Harvey is one of the few guys in baseball that's on the same level as a guy like Madison Bumgarner, like one of the true stud aces, yep, of the game. And they were able to touch him up a little bit. And I think they got those jitters out of playing in their first World Series. And I think, you know, I don't know that the Royals are going to be around for years to come, because I'm assuming they're going to lose some people after this year, namely Alex Gordon. And they're still going to play with that small market mentality where they're not going to pay a bunch of guys to stay around. But I think you're going to see more and more teams built like this. And to be honest, the Astros are built like this in a lot of ways. They've been building through the draft. The Royals are just a team that so many of their draft picks hit. And, you know, Eric Hosmer, Mike Moustakas, mm-hmm, Alex Gordon, these were all like top five in the draft guys from the years that they sucked, and they developed them all into really good players. And we've seen that with Correa. Maybe we'll see it with some of the other guys. But, if the Astros can end up being what this Royals team is, they're in really good shape. And the Royals have made some really good trades, because one other guy that they drafted really high was Will Myers, and they traded him for James Shields, who got him to the World Series last year, and Wade Davis, who is just an untouchable monster at the back end of that bullpen. So the Royals, they've just done really smart things with their draft picks and with their trades. They've got a really smart front office.
And yeah, and the one thing that I think that, and everyone's talked about it, the national media and everyone else, but when you can shorten a game to six innings and you can put the ball in play, then it puts a lot of pressure on the other team to have to get out to a lead and hold that lead. And so, I mean, that's one of those formulas that not every team can do. There's not three back end of the game guys that you can put in a bullpen for every team, right? It's like saying there's a superstar quarterback to go around for every NFL franchise. There's just not that many good relievers that you can do that with, and they've hit on those, and they've like you said, they've gone out and gotten Davis. But 7-8-9, I mean, it reminds me a little bit of the old Astros teams when it was Dotel,
Wagner,
Lidge, and Wagner, and that doesn't happen all the time. So you combine that with everything else that they're doing, and you're right. It's a really different but tough formula to overcome.
All right, we're going to talk to Bryson coming up next, Red Nation blogger who blew up Twitter last night. He got into a situation, and we're going to address it with him and see exactly what the situation was, because I'm still not sure exactly what the deal is with this guy. So this is going to be what we call an investigative piece coming up here on the other side of the break.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
We're going to find out some answers. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back. And last night during the Rockets game, social media melted down a little bit, and so sometimes I'll say something and people will get stirred up about it.
You? What?
But never like this. You know what I mean?
This was big. This was
big time, man.
This was on ESPN's the podcast. Which one is that?
His and Hers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
This made it on their show. Like
really?
TV.
You know why?
Why?
Because that show sucks. They have nothing else going on.
They have nothing to talk about.
So on that note, we'll talk about it. Cause,
I mean, I was going to say.
Yeah, we don't have anything going on either.
We're kind of headed down that path.
But that's pretty much the way it works. Well, Red Nation Blogger, also known by his Christian name of Bryson, is on the phone with us. Hello, Bryson.
How y'all doing?
We're doing sports, man. How about you?
I am doing sports.
All right. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with this. First of all, tell people what you do. It says your Twitter handle says you cover Rockets for House of Houston. What is House of Houston? What do you got going on?
I actually write for two sites. It's houseofhouston.com and ussportsaddiction.com. And basically, it's just all Houston sports. House of Houston is definitely all Houston sports, you know, Texans, Astros, Rockets, Dynamo, etc. And as far as the other side, U.S. Sports Addiction, it's more of everything, you know, not just based off of Houston, although I do cover the Texans on there.
Okay, now when you're at the Rockets game, you're covering the game, but are you there on a press credential, or are you there with tickets?
Oh, no, I'm there definitely with tickets.
Okay, and so from what I gathered, at least the initial thought was that you were there with a girl and you had ladies that you had lied to about where you were going to be. And then it sort of has started to come around to me that may not be the case. So
we're
going to give you a chance to clear your name here. So let's just go ahead and ask straightforward. Are you a man whore? And is this something that that you do regularly?
No, man, no. Tan and Raisa are my homegirls. They are my friends, you know. Like, we hang out and stuff. And me and Tan went to an Astros game together. And me and Raisa, we've been to multiple Rockets games together as a squad. And we are friends, you know, just me and her individually. And when they saw the camera pan onto me and my date, Dorothy, I guess they just was like, oh, we about to troll him and, you know, make this like a big deal. But initially, we thought that nobody outside of Rockets Twitter was going to, you know, get a hold of this and run with it. And it went nationally. And the next thing I know, I mean, one thing led to another. It's on ESPN. I went to sleep. I'm thinking when I woke up in the morning, everything was going to blow over. But it didn't.
Now, when you say that those two girls are your friends.
Yes.
Well, yeah, what do you really mean?
Have you ever had sexual relations with either one of those friends?
Never. Never.
Have you ever made out with one of them?
Thanks for asking.
Okay. So that's a yes.
They're
friends who have, like, they've experimented. They're kind of like you and I are friends, but sometimes... No, that's not like us at all. Okay, so... it's never gone... it's never gone, like... under the panties, right? Like, it's all been...
Never.
It's all been,
I'm a complete gentleman.
Okay, so it's all been, like, outside the bra, things like that, when you guys messed around.
Limelight at the club.
Okay, because if you go under the bra, it goes from friends to awkward. And so, okay.
No, it's never gotten awkward.
Okay, so now Dorothy is the girl that you were there with.
Yes.
And... is this the first time you guys have gone on a date?
Yes, that was our first date.
Okay. And so you probably thought, at the beginning of the night, you're probably thinking, man, this is going to be a good first date. I'm taking this chick to a Rockets game for our first date, opening night. And it didn't go as planned, right?
After the second quarter, after the camera panned on me, I knew like some people were going to see it, but I had no idea.
Now, here's the thing. Was she checking Twitter during the game? Is that what was going on? Is that how she caught
it?
It was
kind of hard not to. Our phones were going off the hook.
Okay. So, Now, apparently she did not like the way this went down. So, it kind of ruined the date, would you say?
A little bit, yes. It definitely killed the vibe.
How was the date going up until that point? Did you feel like maybe this was something that could possibly end in sex at the end of the night?
No.
Was she the one?
Okay.
Huh?
Was she the one?
You never know going into a first date. That's kind of hard to tell. We just had a good chemistry until that happened.
No, I knew with my wife.
Oh, see, there you go.
This is Barry's sixth wife, so it's not.
She was the sixth, not the one.
Yeah,
the
she was the sixth.
That's all right.
Okay, but did you
not to be the seventh?
But you had a good feeling, you know, up until this moment that the date was going well.
It was going exceptional. Yes.
Like, well, what do you mean by well?
What else was the date? What else did you guys do?
What is well? Did you guys go and like split a cheeseburger and then you bought her?
We had drinks and then we went to the game.
Okay. Where did you take her for drinks?
We went to Papacito. It was right across the street.
So you're not a big spender. You didn't go to a fancy bougie
Barry,
club.
Barry, it's a first date.
It doesn't matter.
And it was pregame drinks. You don't go to the fancy club.
We were in the area and we just wanted to walk somewhere after. So we just walked there.
Okay.
And we
walked all right. All but right.
Did you guys eat on the date or just drinks?
No, we didn't really eat.
The key is on the first date, you give that girl tacos because you'll find out if she'll fart in front of you.
I see. I didn't know that.
And that'll take you a long way in knowing what kind of girl she is.
When this blows up on Twitter, because then you can just put it out there that she farts a lot.
That's right.
And you don't have to worry about all this mess.
Hey, I'm actually writing this down right now.
Okay, good. We actually have Dorothy. Have you talked to Dorothy since this?
Yes, I did.
How are things going over with you two? Is there going to be a second date? Does it look like maybe you're starting to smooth things out a little?
It's definitely. I got a lot of making up to do for her.
So real quick, before we
are you
do
still
this,
friends with these chicks? Because it's kind of
these homewreckers.
Yeah, like you know, dudes kind of have an understanding.
God, man, I can handle it. I was just more upset that people that wasn't in on the situation was going at my date.
Tweets from Bun B called you the real MVP. Chad Johnson just tweeted at you a picture of a goat.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Now,
how is this not good for you? How has this been bad for you so far? Tell the truth.
My phone died.
Okay, so you lost a battery. I mean, that's the worst
you
thing
can that charge
happened
that
this.
Though.
Like, yeah, you can
yeah,
charge
I mean, the
that
worst,
to the game.
The worst thing could have been me not talking to her again. But since we on good terms,
for
you know
who?
What I mean?
Her or you?
When? What time did you get back in touch with her? Like, did you talk to her last night?
No, back like this morning. We both were kind of tired.
Okay,
so she left, right? She bailed.
No, that was just a joke as well. Like that, she just went. She had actually went to go get some nachos, but I thought she
and
did
never
leave.
Came
like,
back.
I really did. I really did think she left, and then she came back with some nachos. I was like, oh, okay. So
did she share the nachos with you?
Yeah, she shared.
I thought she was going to maybe do the, hey, I'm going to go to the smoking section and then never come back.
It's because it's going better than I thought, maybe.
Yeah. Are you guys just trolling everyone?
Dorothy is on the phone, and Dorothy, this was on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a first date would you say this was?
I would actually have to say this was an okay date. You know, I just want to clear up my name, you know, because everybody is thinking, you know, like I'm the side chick. And, you know, I just wanted to have a good date with Bison. You know, it was on a bunch of 10. I think I'm going to have to give it a 7. I'm going to give it a 7.
Okay.
Even though he just bought you, like, water at Papacito's and then made you go get the nachos?
Yeah. Did you pay for the nachos?
I paid for the nachos.
Bryson, what are you doing,
this
man?
Sounds like a 6 date to me more than a 7.
Yeah.
Now,
if it was a 6, we're going to bump back up. We're going to get the score back up.
Okay. Now, Dorothy, when your phone started blowing up and people are calling you a home wrecker and things like this.
Wow. Was that?
Are you blaming Bryson for this?
I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm blaming Bryson for it, but what I will say is he needs to control his sidelines. That is, they're mm-hmm. coming at me, and I just felt disrespected at a point. But, you know, then I just have to sit back and laugh about it like I'm the one that is getting treated to the Rockets game.
So you're talking about Ray. Let's just put – you're talking about
yes. Ray. Well, Ray – okay, so what's the other girl's name? Because I don't know her name.
I can't keep up with all of them, Dorothy. I don't
she
know.
Thought, she's Astros pretty girl? Ugly, and I have to beg to differ.
Wow. She's. Did you say she was ugly? Hold on. Did you just say
– She called you ugly?
Yeah.
Who
she
does
called
it,
me ugly.
Who's this chick think she is?
I don't know what she thinks.
Bryson, are you going to control?
Bryson, yeah.
Are you going to control your sideline or what, Bryson?
I'm a bomb.com.
And I have no sidelines to control.
Bryson,
I gotta say
these
this.
Girls in order.
Yeah.
Of looks.
Yeah, Dorothy, Ray, and Astros chick. Rank
in
them
order.
1 through 3 in
Astros
order of hotness.
Chick. I like that. Astros chick.
Yeah, that's the one who called order. You ugly though.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. So Bryson, we need you to go ahead and rank those first before we continue.
Rank what? I'm sorry.
Rank Astros girl, Ray, and Dorothy in order of how hot they are.
And you better choose wisely.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
Come on, man. We ain't got time. Just put the order. Okay. Whatever's in your heart. Go.
Dorothy.
Yeah,
Dorothy times 3.
No.
That's terrible.
That's such a lady answer. Dorothy, you don't want to date a man that can't make real decisions, do you?
Don't fall for that trap, man. Don't fall for that trap, Dorothy.
Now, I got to say, I feel like dudes... This is why guys shouldn't be friends with girls. Like once you get friends,
exactly.
This kind of
once you get
happens.
Friend zoned, like where you hang out with hot chicks and you realize they're not going to have sex with you, you probably just need to break it off.
And listen, Ray's not ugly.
They're gonna bring you down eventually.
Well, she doesn't look better than me. I must say that. Okay.
Okay. Well, I tried to get a ranking, but your man yeah. Bryson doesn't want to rank the girls.
I don't know. Yeah, Ray's not ugly.
I
Astros
just did.
Chick isn't. Isn't
Bryson doesn't want to be in the doghouse.
Now, Dorothy, before this happened, so like you guys have drinks, you
buy nachos.
No, that was after.
Okay,
you had some drinks before the game. You watch a quarter of basketball. It's opening night. It's an exciting time. Are you feeling like this date is really going somewhere? Like there's a possibility that you guys could end up breathing heavy by the end of the night.
I don't know about breathing heavy, but I think me and Bryson can make a good team.
Okay. But he's going to have to get rid of these hood rat side bitches that he's got.
Oh, most definitely he has to get rid of these hood rat side bitches. I'm nothing for it.
Yeah. She didn't even flinch.
Now, do you think that Bryson should block those chicks on Twitter to get them out of his life?
I definitely think he should, at least the Astros chick, you know, because... I just felt a certain way disrespected. It's a certain level.
What did she say?
She called her ugly.
Well, what yeah, besides that?
And then she said I was mad. She said I was mad. And I'm like, my job gives out free Astros tickets. You know, with food vouchers. So how should you feel about going on a date that I get free tickets for?
Now, Dorothy, would you physically fight Astros chick?
I would not physically fight Astros chick. You
we'll
know,
let him
I'm
finish
a, I mean,
in pudding.
Really? Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead.
Barry, we're having a serious conversation.
I'm trying
to ask Dorothy if she's going to straighten this chick out.
What?
Or, if you know, if she can't be straightened out with words, sometimes you got to straighten her out with your hands, with
and
them things.
Pudding. I don't understand. All right.
So is that a no? You don't want to fight her?
Listen, I can get a little classy. And ratchet at the same time. But, you know, I'm going to keep it classy. Classy or nasty, maybe, sometimes.
But if she keeps running that Twitter mouth, if she keeps getting hard on those Twitter streets, you're going to have to put her in her place.
You know what Drake said? Twitter finger turned to trigger fingers.
Yeah.
Wow. So you would just like, wow.
So next time,
that just happened.
Next time Dorothy's just going to kill her. Pretty
that
much.
Just happened. I think you should have opted for the
Dorothy,
pudding.
Do you have a gun?
I don't have a gun. I don't have one.
Okay, that's good. That's a good start.
I've held one before.
Okay.
Oh,
that's good. Was it Bryson's?
No, not Bryson's.
No.
Look, he's like,
Bryson,
yes.
your gun stayed holstered because you blew it last night, bro.
Wow, man.
You guys are funny.
All right, when's the next date, guys?
It's going to be this weekend.
Oh, y'all aren't going to the Warriors game, are you?
No, we're not going to.
No, y'all don't want to do that. That's going to bring up some bad emotions, I think, if you guys go to that game. Y'all better wait till like the Kings come to town or something like that.
Dorothy, if this doesn't work out, I have a question for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you feel about white guys?
Oh, no.
Let me finish with a speech impediment.
And
bad hair.
Okay, look, we can definitely, I can deal with the hair, you know, with the speech impediment. You don't have to say a word.
John, okay. Set them up. Tweet at her. And
Johnny Fever. And, what's his name?
David Philpott. David Danger.
David Danger.
Because I think that's what we need is I think we need someone.
Dorothy.
Someone to put the pressure on Bryson. Because Dorothy. Bryson feels like he's got it made in the shade right now. And, and he needs to feel that like that's Dorothy is a desirable commodity.
That's where I'm getting at.
Dorothy, I am.
Dorothy,
I am
what's
I'm
your handle on Black People Meet? What's your handle?
See, I've never
went
on Black People Meet.
Well,
before,
you've signed
you
up.
Know?
You've signed up. What's your handle?
We'll get her signed up.
Yeah. So Johnny Fever, our buddy, is on there. What is it?
SugarDaddy.com, maybe.
Oh, SugarDaddy.com. David Philpott is on that one, too, I think.
He is on that one. He bought me a Diet Coke.
All right, guys. Well, I hope that this relationship can take a turn for the better. It's going to have to... Bryson, you're going to have to step your game up. You're going to have to control your sidelines.
Yes.
And Dorothy, you might have to drop the C and just get ratchet on these bitches if things don't change.
I don't have a problem with that, you know. And then my little shooters are going to come and back me up on this, I think.
Wow.
So,
you are straight gangster Mac.
That's right.
No.
All right. Bryson and Dorothy have been our guests. I feel like we've really helped their relationship today. You're welcome, guys.
Thank you.
All right. I think that worked. What do you think, Jung?
Yeah, that worked.
People are like, I can't believe you subjected yourself to this.
Do you think Bryson?
What? I think we helped.
Do you think Bryson and Dorothy are in a better place than before this interview?
I think Bryson thinks that he's in a good place, but I don't think he realizes
Dorothy's
that she's
mad.
Actually mad
no,
at him.
No, yeah. I think Bryson knows if he messes around, he's going to end up shot. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think he knows now.
I'm just going to say the best thing for Bryson may be to cut bait because Dorothy is aggressive and talked about trigger fingers.
A lot.
And
a lot.
That's enough for me to say.
She's very aggressive.
First date's the last date, honey. But to each their own. Some guys
she
like to live
shoot you.
Some guys like to live dangerously.
I suppose so.
Which is why her and Philpott may make a good match. All right, we'll be back. It's Blitz on ESPN 975. Somebody stop me. I'm talking ballsy and Guan and Wasi. I got the fence in 5 days and it's mine. Soon as it hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play this back to back. ESPN 975.
Live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. Turn down
for what? All right. Every day around this time, usually a little bit earlier because usually we don't have an interview that lasts 20 minutes. But I wanted to get to the bottom of that situation.
I think we worked it out.
I think so. I feel good about my skills as a relationship counselor.
I think the future is solid.
I think we from our Twitter, we got pretty good reaction from it.
Yeah, most like that.
Yeah, everybody liked it. Nobody, okay. No complaints on Twitter.
She did tweet at 7:33 this morning, Bryson think he cool. And then he followed up with something like, you're the only one for me or something. So
I wonder if they'd discussed that he'd hooked up with those chicks, like if they'd made out.
They made out, yeah.
If not, they're going to have that discussion.
Well,
now.
She surely knows now. So I can only imagine.
All right.
She's polishing her gun.
It's the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. Barry, are you going to be home handing out candy on Halloween?
You're damn right. Okay. You know how much I love kids.
I know you love them. What kind of candy do you hand out? Full size Snicker bars. I know you're rich.
I usually do apples and pennies.
Oh
no, I'm just kidding. I usually do Reese's peanut butter cups, and then I buy like 50 times more than I need so I can eat the rest.
Okay,
why? Because I'm fat.
Yeah. Right. Well, in one neighborhood, a mom is posting signs all over the neighborhood that say, attention parents, my son has severe allergies and comes home every year devastated that he can't eat candy he's collected at your homes while trick-or-treating. Don't exclude my child or any other child from the fun. This Halloween, practice responsible parenting and do not distribute candy containing nuts of any kind, gluten, or dairy.
What the hell kind of
shame?
Be mindful of everyone's child. Here are some tasty and allergy-conscious suggestions. Carrot sticks, Smarties, Nico wafers. I don't even know what a Nico wafer is. Lifesavers, lemon drops, raisins.
Whoa.
And then in parentheses,
hold on.
But stay away from Raisinettes.
What?
First raisins? Of all, this is the worst mom in the world.
Absolutely, for putting his business out there like that.
That kid is going to get his ass kicked
exactly
so bad on Monday if anybody puts lemon drops in a bucket. I can tell you that now.
Lemon drops.
I don't get
raisins.
That.
Oh, if you gave me raisins when I was a kid, you were surely getting your house toilet paper later. That was just going to go
Listen,
down.
I know your
Maybe
kid,
an egg on your car.
I know your kid has allergies, and that's unfortunate. I feel bad for him. I feel bad for his plight in life. He can't have peanuts. That doesn't mean that all the other kids shouldn't get the one fun day of the year where they can just get as much junky-ass candy as they want and go to town because your kid has a weak immune system. Because
you couldn't produce a superior human. Is that a little much?
I mean, listen.
Maybe a little.
My brother used to live with me. Mm-hmm. Has a peanut allergy. Can't have peanut butter. He wants to eat peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Just can't. My 8-year-old son. Eat peanut butter sandwiches right in front of him. Let him know.
Yeah.
I can eat peanut butter.
Man's game, son.
This peanut butter's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you do.
Yeah. And, you know.
So there was nothing good. There was nothing good on there.
No.
You did say candy corn?
No.
That's not on there.
I said Smarties.
Yeah. Northside Mike said Smarties are good, though.
Yeah, but I mean.
They are, but you can only.
They're good, like, mixed in between a couple Snicker bars and a Butterfinger.
Yeah.
You're not trying to eat
Reese's peanut
butter all Smarties all day. You know how much your teeth would hurt the next day?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah. Parent response.
Wash that down with a lemon drop and a raisin.
Parent responsibly by giving my kid little hard chunks of sugar to chew on. They're basically flavored sugar cubes.
It's just Smarties. Big circles of sugar. Yeah, that's not good.
Well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day. All right. We'll be back. Hour number 3 of the Blitz coming up. Sports.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.